I'm honoured and totally stoked that on my first ever trip to our nation's capital, that I'm here to demonstrate with all of you, to Australia's lawmakers and most powerful people, that we are one of the most powerful movements of people that Australia has ever seen. In 2017, we made huge strides to stop Adani. We pushed Australian and Chinese banks, now 28 banks across the world, to say no to funding Adani's destructive mine. We pushed the Queensland government to veto a $1 billion taxpayer loan to Adani. We saw Downer EDI walk away from a $2 billion contract with Adani. And all along the way, we built a colourful and powerful nationwide movement. From Cairns to Kununurra, from Penrith to Perth, the people of our movement come from diverse backgrounds, but we are all united in our ambition to stop Adani once and for all. Time and time again, we see that our vision for a world without Adani's mine is shared by the majority of Australians. In just 10 months since the Stop Adani Alliance was formed, we've seen a surge of 13% increase in opposition to Adani's mine, with now two-thirds of Australians opposing the mine outright. That's why there are now around 100 active Stop Adani groups across the country, with a combined membership topping 2 million people. That was our massive 2017, and this year, 2018, is the year that our movement ramps up to stop Adani's mine once and for all and fundamentally shift the politics beyond coal. And this is how we're going to do it. First up in February, we're going to launch the second Stop Adani documentary, A Mighty Force. It'll be screened in communities across Australia to grow and galvanise local action groups for the year ahead. Last year, the first movie helped to sprout groups all over Australia, and this year, the second movie will only help to strengthen and build a campaign even more. We'll also have hundreds of grassroots leaders meet at dozens of boot camps across the nation to set strategy and plan activities for the year ahead. Throughout 2018, Stop Adani groups will take action in their communities day after day, week after week, so that every MP commits to do what it takes to stop Adani. At key political moments, just like this one, we will gather en masse to demonstrate the power and size of our movement and show Adani's potential financial backers, and show our politicians that we won't stop until we stop Adani. In the lead up to the next federal election, we'll pull out all the stops to knock on thousands of doors and have thousands of powerful personal conversations to make moving beyond coal mines like Adani's the biggest issue that shapes how Australians vote. The vast majority of Australians want Adani's mega mine stopped. Politicians are supposed to listen to their people, right? So in 2018, we're going to do what it takes to make sure that our politicians finally hear exactly what Australia is asking for, that polluting proposals like Adani's mine are stopped once and for all. I grew up in Gympie in regional Queensland, and I didn't really think that people could make a difference, but we're part of a 2 million strong movement of people fighting for climate justice for our planet. And this is the year that we will stop Adani.